WFH has become a WOL way of life for many of us these past couple of years. Kurt Vile's been making music back home in Philadelphia, in his home studio, and his latest album, Watch My Moves, has a more relaxed and raw sound.
Palace of OKV in reverse. Dreaming up a storm in my soul. There's a great flood of blood pumping through to my heart that goes out to the world.
The new album is extensive and thoughtful, 15 tracks that explore his mind as he juggles the business of everyday life. Kurt Vile joins us now. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much.
What was it like to be making music in a place so familiar to you?
Well, I mean, that's kind of where I come from. My earlier records I recorded from different homes, but, around 2016, I moved to Mount Airy, a really foresty part of Philadelphia. It's not the suburbs. Ever since I moved there, I was dreaming of taking it easy. You know, I was trying to get back to my home recording roots that I started in the, early 2000s. It was amazing to finally be at home and not worry about getting on a plane.
Well, let's listen, if we could, to a little of Mount Airy Hill.
Standing on top of Mount Airy Hill, thinking about flying.
Now, some people like to record in a studio because they say it's a neutral backdrop. Tell us about your studio. Is it a neutral backdrop, or do you have homey things all around?
I don't know. It depends what you mean by neutral, but it's very just comfortable. And at first, the concept is like a dream, and it's comfortable. Like, I can't wait till I have my perfect space at home, and it'll be so relaxed. And then you finally build it for a couple of years, and then your friends come over, and they're like, all right, Kurt, what do you got? And you can't even think, because your studio is in your home, and you gotta just keep trucking until some alchemy happens. And actually, the song you just played, Mount Airy Hill, that's really when a song was fully formed, at home in my basement, and I just couldn't believe it.
Help us understand what that alchemy feels like when it happens.
Yeah, alchemy is like, for instance, I'll be sitting at home writing a song, mm-hmm. and when I write a song and it comes together and it sounds beautiful, I feel it right away, and often you'll take that to the studio, and it's always going to sound way different than what you thought, but that alchemy is that moment where you once again capture whatever it is you might be good at, or you might have just even stumbled upon not knowing you're good at it. It's just when everybody in the room knows it's a special tune. For Mount Airy Hill, my drummer, he said, looks like we're going to get away with this one.
That's a compliment coming from a drummer, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. There are a lot of travel on this album, planes, trains, hitting the road, but that probably wasn't the case when you were making the album, was it?
Yeah, well, the start of this album literally was me dreaming of getting out of that life anyway, which is ironic because, that was granted,
Going on a plane today, gonna chug a beer and curse my name, see you on the other side.
There are two sessions I did while I was still touring the previous record. Mm-hmm. One was in November 2019. One was January 2020. My studio had been built then, and I knew I was going home, and I was planning not to leave, But a couple more months later, nobody was going anywhere, or at least not without being freaked out. But it's been my whole life traveling, and it's funny because I've jumped right back into it since then. I've been flying every day for the last couple of weeks on this tour, but I'm so grateful that I was home living a normal life. It really reset me.
How did it reset you? Did it come at a time where you needed to be reset, recharged?
I think in the past I would just go on tour and come back and be completely depleted without knowing it and not even have any kind of schedule, any kind of routine at home, Because it's been like 10 years or something since I've been on the road. And I kind of forgot what it was like to just live a normal life, and I really needed it. It turns out my family did too. We've always been close, but just being there every day as a dad, turns out it does make a difference, you know?
Oh boy, that's wonderful. That's, if you can get through a pandemic and have that, that's just great. You've been making music for 2 decades. What's the difference between Kurt Vile now and Kurt Vile then?
My first release was a best of my own home recordings, and I'm always trying to stay true to my roots, where there's like an urgency because I was trying to get to a place where I could make a living off my music, and I was producing it from home. And I feel like it's an interesting and even quest to stay true to your roots and be yourself, but evolve all the time, you know, polish your craft,
yeah.
But don't polish it too much.
You write about music in some of these songs. Let's listen to a little bit of this song, Jesus on a Wire.
So I ring a couple chords out on my Martin double O, and I see them floating upward, and I watch them as they go into the pockets of Judas Iscariot in the sky.
That must be quite a sensation, making music and watching it go, kind of leave your heart and out into the world.
Yes, well, that's a nice way to put it. That song in particular, I remember I was in a, I took my guitar to the hotel room somewhere in Europe when I had a day off, and I didn't touch it, the guitar, the whole time until, you know, the last second, the morning, it was time to get back on the bus, and I just played the D chord to the C chord, which is the same chords as my songs, like On Tour, mm-hmm. song I have. And I'm like, oh, well, another song with the same chords. But the lyrics come pretty quick sometimes, and you just got to be a receptor to it, keep it sort of open. It's sort of a meditation thing. So I like those type of songs that come to you real quick. So I think that's probably why I sing about playing the music within the song, because you just kind of let it come into your brain, you know, naturally.
That sounds like quite a gift in life.
You know what? You're right. It is, actually.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Kurt Vile, his new album, Watch My Moves. Thank you so much for being with us.
Wow, thank you so much. It's been an honor and really good to talk to you.